Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is February 21st, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling, and this is your post-Raw show. Denise Salcedo has the evening off. We send her our love. We miss her. Hopefully, she'll be back on next Monday's show. So we got Kate to join us. You can see her on the Tuesday post-NXT show. She's on Fridays with me. She'll be doing Revolution. She'll be doing the SmackDown before that as well. Like, you're going to be all over Fightful over the next couple of weeks, Kate.
I am the forbidden door of Fightful right now. But very excited because it's always fun to switch it up. It's not my favorite program in the world, Rob, but it is fun to talk to you about it. And the road to WrestleMania is always a thing. So you got to participate.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Indeed. Guys, you can leave a thumbs up. You can subscribe. You can tap the bell for notifications. I'll have some plugs throughout this show. But donate your super chats. Donate your humper chats. You might say, what is a humper chat? A humper chat is when you go to humperchats.com. It's our Streamlabs PayPal platform. You can get your question or statement read on the air, even if you're not watching live. You can leave it beforehand. Joel Pearl mentions that you argue with him every week on Overbooked, too. She is on Fightful Overbooked, youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked. Check it out. We have a bunch of stuff on Fightful Select this week. I posted a big blurb about Killer Cross. That interview drops Tuesday. Later this week, I'm dropping an interview with Davey Richards. They've got the MLW Charlotte show coming up on Saturday, but Killer Cross is very, very candid. I'm sure he's ready to move on past the WWE stuff, but I prompted him, and I've known Cross for a few years now, and he was very transparent. He straight up said, I like to live in my own bubble, but how can you not feel like WWE is not trying to tear down what Triple H created? You guys are going to want to check that out over on Fightful Select. How about this? I got some contract news tomorrow. I'm not necessarily going to call it new contract news, but it is a significant talent. FightfulSelect.com. You guys have gotten us to 5,500 subscribers. And at 5,000, I said I would release the worst interview of my life. And I did. It was Virgil. And, I think I'm going to actually play the clip for everybody.
Please,
I think I'm
too.
I'm going to show people why I thought it was so bad. And I don't usually do that for like select plugs, but I mean, people say I had WWE wrestlers, like top wrestlers, saying what made the interview so bad? What was so bad about it? And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, somebody was in his ear. There was something weird going on there. And I did. And the reaction to it was unreal. I looked at the numbers and I was like, that many people watched that on Select? I was shocked. So as soon as this video gets uploaded, here we go. Here's the clip, guys. So you also wrestled, I think it was Joey Janela. You did a Canadian Destroyer on him. How'd you feel about
that? What?
You did a Canadian Destroyer, the front flip pile driver, I think. Didn't you do one of those? Did a 450 off the top rope as well.
Who did a 450 on?
You did a 450 with the twist and a bunch of flips.
No.
I think you could have done it.
Joey probably would sell out the Garden with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that match hasn't been put together?
You probably did all of the Garden.
The Olive Garden.
But it'd be the Olive Garden. God damn it. Not MSG. The Olive Garden. Yeah. It's a meat sauce garden.
Would you do like a breadstick on a pole match? How would?
Yeah, it'd be a breadstick on a pole, and I'll shove it up his ass.
Sean?
It was the worst interview I've ever done in my life. There's even like a 2-minute like prefacing of this. A much better interview is the weekly discussion I'm having with EC3 about Control Your Narrative over on Fightful Select. I'm telling you.
Think about like how much I loved like your Gresham interviews and how great they were, and like your Bud Murphy one and how incredible and like how much value there was in those. And then I saw that and I was just, because I was in the camp of a lot of people, I think, which was, it can't be that bad. It wasn't great. I got
bad. And I got people saying, was he drunk? Was he high? He doesn't do drugs or drink alcohol, guys. Like, hate to break the image for you. The man is very straight laced. Like, it's just, it was a dog shit interview. And I explain why on that, on Fightful Select. So I'm done plugging Fightful Select for a little bit. This show brought to you by NordVPN and Helix. Please support our, please support what we're doing here. But my God, we've got WWE Raw, and we had a monster super chat sent by Tim Traver. I want to thank our buddy Tim Traver, who is always so supportive of us. He said, February 9th, I celebrated my 18th anniversary of being clean from drugs and alcohol. A drug of choice is AEW. Well, good for you, buddy. We are so proud of you. We love you. We always thank you for supporting us. Your dad, too. He's always so supportive. I remember you buying him a hat for his birthday. I greatly appreciate you guys. But congratulations on that. I know that can be very tough to overcome. JW Pringle says, Kate on Monday. Hi to Kate's mom and dad if they're watching. Remember, tall Paul Elizabeth is undefeated. Oh, boy.
The best long-term storytelling in wrestling is between my awesome dad and JW Pringle. I swear it.
Denise Slayer, in parentheses, Kate Slayer for today, says, Sean, I don't know how to tell you this. That's not Denise. I guess I'm the Kate Slayer today. You are. Rob Reed says that Denise looks different. Listen, if you guys want to tell, like, send us money to do this, my God, Tim Traver just dropping a bunch of super chats in here. My dude, you have sent enough, my friend.
I make one appearance on Monday, and look how the money's rolling.
I know. Tim, if you have anything else you want said or read, you don't need to send anything else tonight. Just comment it, and Luis will pick it up, buddy.
You definitely shouldn't type,
yes,
like, lyrics to Cody Rhodes' theme for Sean to sing. Definitely don't do that.
That ain't happening. Also, shout out to Tim for all of his diecast collective content that he puts out. Ricardo says, love for Kate and you too, Sean, I guess. And Orlando says, wait, Kate is on? Is this the SmackDown Rampage review? Whoa! It's Monday!
I know, I'm even wearing blue. Shame on me.
I know. I Am a Lucha says, Dong Lord and HH Elizabeth, totally here for it. Let's see how long we can go without talking about Raw. Any more Cody news? Buddy, you better believe I'm like a fiend for this Cody news, because it gets me those subscriptions, and that's what I like, but I got nothing yet. I've been in contact with people near him. I've been in contact with people in AEW. AEW is very much a, like, they have moved past it type of thing, but I'll have something this week. I'll have something. Joel Wood says, do you think all the Cody references on Raw and social media means he's likely signed? I think it means he's coming to the company. Yeah, I just don't know if he's got pen to paper yet. I have no idea. Nerd Guru says, Forbidden Kate on Mondays now. She's the Forbidden Fightful Door. I almost said Fartful. The Forbidden Fartful Door.
I don't want to be the Fartful Door.
You're the Fartful Door.
I've been called worse.
Great to see you tonight. Love to both of you guys. Raw was mid, but Bianca rules. That she does. I can't wait to talk about her tonight, even though it was a rematch. Cyclops says, Denise looks different. It's definitely the bangs.
It's all about the bangs and butts.
Listen, I don't want to hear about you banging butts or whatever it is that you're doing.
You Van don't. Twimbley, there's weirdos out there who do, so.
That's true. That's true. They do. There's a market for that somewhere. We got Van Twinblade saying, just wondering if Black Wrestlers Matter St. Louis will be on the Backstage Report or Listening Your Boy this week. It was a great show live. I might be on Backstage Report. It won't be on Listening Your Boy. Perhaps Steven will be covering it. That's a question for Steven, though. Penn and Heck Studio says, I think Von Wagner is a future superstar in this industry. Your thoughts, Sean? I don't see it. I just don't see it. I would like to be proven wrong badly because I want everybody to succeed.
As someone who watches NXT 2.0 every week and reviews it, they seem very big on him. I have yet to see the thing that makes him stand out to them. So,
also, Joel Wood says, I want to say good for Drake Maverick. The guy has more lives than the cat. Bless him. Yes, we confirmed PW Insider's report tonight that Drake Maverick is back with WWE in a creative capacity. He got brought back before his non-compete was even up. I mean, good for the guy. He's universally loved and liked within WWE. So I think this is good. He's a good promo. He's a good wrestler. They should have more people like that in their 30s working in creative for the company.
He's just a great wrestler, though. So I think, like, it's kind of a bummer that we're not going to see him in the ring there. And also, like, he had that video in the can right before he got released. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, he did.
Really cool video. So just,
I reached out and had it confirmed. He's like, yeah, buddy, I thought I was getting released before that.
Handwriting on the wall with that one.
Yeah.
So, it was very creative. If maybe they were like, we shouldn't have let this guy go. Look how great this video is.
Orlando says, since the Cody news, I'm now subscribed to Fightful Select. Great jobs on what you guys do. We appreciate it. Man, we are very, very fortunate to have so much love on that Patreon platform. Kate Slayer says, hey, at least Denise's replacement isn't Jeremy. Then I'd turn it off. Still love you guys, though. A little heelish when Jeremy comes on. Well, you're going to love this. Jeremy, who I love. I think he's great. I think he's the best news writer in wrestling news history, quite honestly. I think he's the best headline writer there is. He will not be doing the post-show for AEW Revolution. Kate and Alex will be, so that show will probably go at least 2 hours. As long as those super chats roll in, I don't give a hoot. Well, we've got Brock Lesnar kicking off the show, and whenever Brock Lesnar is on Raw, it's a fashion show. It might as well be like the South Carolina Met Gala whenever Brock Lesnar's around.
This was like cowboy stagehand chic. I don't even know how to get into Brock Lesnar. Yeah. It was like we have MSG in a couple weeks. I'm going to do all black so that I am already like ready for New York. Very form fitting. He looked great. I'm loving this rendition of Brock, man. This is really, really fun to see babyface Brock and to have Heyman on the same show as him, not advocating for him. This was great. Like, he has so much charisma on the mic. And as someone who started watching later, it felt like there was something completely untapped in his post-2012 run that I hadn't seen as a fan. So it's nice to see.
It should not have taken 10 years for this to happen. He should have been a babyface a long time ago. Quite honestly, he probably should have been a babyface the first round with Roman Reigns because the crowd rejected him for the first WrestleMania match. I'm okay with it because it ended with Rollins. That's an all-time WrestleMania moment. So I'm glad things happened like that. However, after that, after a lot of the forcing, it probably should have been Reigns as the heel, Brock Lesnar as the babyface. Especially we see how naturally like magnetic and charismatic Brock Lesnar is. And Paul Heyman's out there like, oh, by the way, pal, you have to defend your title at MSG. And he mentions against Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley's hurt, so that ain't going to happen. Bobby Lashley's shoulder is wrecked. So I don't think he's going to be doing the MSG match. But it is smart of them to hype that up the weekend of Revolution as well. It's not the night of Revolution, but it is the weekend of Revolution. So they'll get a little bit of that glory that week. Who do you think Brock faces at MSG?
So this is a little tricky because it doesn't feel like it's going to be Seth or Kevin. They seem to be in this tag title picture. It's not Big E because he's on SmackDown. I'm going through that Fatal 5-Way from not that long ago and trying to think of viable contenders, and nobody else really feels that important on Raw. If you are going to bring Cody in, this would be a very interesting place to do it. At MSG, you don't have other pay-per-view between now and Mania, so if you wanted to do it before Mania to push hype, this would be a great spot to do it. The same weekend as Revolution would be huge, and to do it at MSG. They always at least seem to try at their MSG shows, so I will take it there. It can't be Lashley. The Hurt Business isn't a thing. It's not going to be Cedric Alexander or anyone like that. So unless it's going to be maybe – it doesn't seem like it's going to be Edge because he has that. I'm hoping AJ Styles comes out into that picture, but AJ would be a great option. Or maybe they're going to try and put Austin Theory there, I guess.
Yeah.
But Austin Theory, if it's someone that's on the roster, probably that guy. If not, I mean, this seems like a very natural place for Cody to walk into if it's going to happen before Mania.
We have a couple super chats about this. Mark Losper says Brock Lesnar doing his best Malibu Stacy. Now he has a new hat. and Bezo Banks says WWE advertising someone they know will be there. I don't know about that. I don't think that we're leaning towards like, I just don't think it's going to be like some big surprise or something. I just think it'll be a run of the mill defense, but that's just my assumption. That's just my assumption.
Do you think if they are bringing in Cody, they just bring him in at Mania then? Cause when else do you do that beforehand?
I would bring Cody in before Mania. Absolutely. I just don't know when, but let's go ahead and start talking about Cody. Mark Losper says, Adrenaline, Wrestle War, Kate is now the Fartful Door. And Normhausen says, Normhausen says, Adrenaline in my soul, where the F is Cody Rhodes? Subscribe to Fightful if you want to know. Spencer asks, when do you think we see Cody in WWE? Probably over the next few weeks, I would imagine. This is not me reporting it. This isn't anything like that. But I would assume over the next couple weeks, it would make a lot of sense. You want to build for WrestleMania. You want to put asses in seats. Cody can help put asses in seats, create buzz. And if you wondered, can he create buzz? I will tell you guys from firsthand experience, the Cody situation has been the second biggest story I've ever covered in my career as far as views, clicks, subscriptions go behind CM Punk. And let me tell you, it's a lot closer than you would even imagine. And it swallowed Stone Cold Steve Austin returning to the ring after 19 years. That is unbelievable. I didn't expect that. Mark says they either have Stardust back or their Twitter admin is choosing a hell of a lot of violence. Well, let's talk about it. All the teases on social media. You got Dan Janoff says there was a lot of adrenaline for Cody to debut, but even with the Miz's dashing promo, it was all smoke and mirrors for Logan Paul. Miz comes out and he's very much hinting that it's Cody that is partner, a dashing guy, a person who comes from a fighting family, who's an athlete and a celebrity. And then the Mysterios even come out and hint at it. So he fooled the Mysterios. He's like, wherever this outsider came from, they can go back there. Let me tell you, the Mysterios promos were bad. They were bad. It was like reading video game dialogue. It was so, so bad. Shocker, it's Logan Paul. It ain't Cody Rhodes. Logan Paul and The Miz versus the Mysterios is a perfectly fine, like, ninth or tenth from the top WrestleMania match for me. Like, I saw a lot of people upset. I'm very glad that Cody is not involved in this. I am excited that he isn't. I would much rather it be Logan Paul than Cody Rhodes, because that means that Cody will likely be involved in something else, Kate.
Yeah, I don't need to see the Maurice and Miz versus Brandy and Cody, and I don't need to see the Miz and Cody versus anybody, especially the Mysterios. Here's the thing. I like little teases like that, but recently, over the past 8 to 10 months or so, WWE has done these teases and not delivered them. So if they aren't very confident that they have Cody, this is just going to be an instance where they let their fans down. Say, like, hypothetically, if you were planning to deliver The Rock and you gave us an egg instead. So I like these teases if you're going to deliver. That was fine. The promos from the Mysterios were terrible.
Oh, they're so bad.
I felt like I said this on Twitter too, and I feel bad, but I just feel like Dominic is like a little golden retriever of a wrestler. Like, he's just kind of dopey and happy to be there. Like, this isn't good. They should have just split them up by now, to be honest, because it would have at least given some momentum to something, like something to dig your teeth into. So teases are all right, but you better come through on them at this point, WWE, because you've trolled yourselves enough, in my opinion.
I completely agree. Logan Paul being a heel from the jump is probably smart. Mark Losper says, you know what's awesome about Logan Paul being on this show? Literally nothing. I think from a performance aspect, he's just fine. He's a better promo than either the Mysterios were tonight. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, but I think him being on the heel side is a really good thing. Like, yeah. he's proven he's an athlete. So as long as he's on the heel side of things, where he belongs, in my opinion, I think that's perfectly fine.
He is self-aware enough to go along with the flow. Like the him getting stunned was great. He, on one of his podcasts, somebody sent it to me. He kayfabed everybody on his podcast. He's like, no, I really wasn't expecting to get hit with a Stone Cold Stunner. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen. And he would not break. I respect at least that much. I know people have a lot of feelings about the fella, but I saw that and I was like, well done. Well done.
Yeah, he's not for me, but he knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? I can at least respect that for sure.
Bezos says Logan has a Mania match before Sasha Banks. Sigh. I mean, we're 6 weeks out. We're 6 weeks out.
And if it means we get Bayley back, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Joel Wood says, I just want them to have that opening in the middle of the stage, just as Cody did in AEW, but instead of them rising, he pops out of it like early 2000s Ray. Boom. Who's that jumping out the sky? CODY Rhodes. Here we go. I loved that entrance. I mean, Ray has had some fun entrances and theme songs. Cody is... he is such a perfect person to troll people with, like in so many ways, because he conjures up emotion. There aren't a lot of people that just are indifferent and like, oh, I'm not interested in anything about Cody. The majority of what I see is passionately interested or disdain.
It's like people have adrenaline in their souls about Cody. You know,
adrenaline in their soul. All you got was Logan Paul. I mean, I treated tonight adrenaline in my soul, and tonight you get Logan Paul. Oh, I was so proud of that. I was so proud of it. Vasily says WWE will start making hints to The Rock only to bring out Nicolas Cage. I liked 8mm. It was a good movie.
I would pop for Nicolas Cage. Why not? Let's do it.
Orlando says, Raw was Raw, no Cody sighting tonight, but did enjoy the puns from Edge, Ray, and The Miz. My previous super chat, hi, Kate again. Well, thank you, Orlando. We appreciate you. Raw was okay. It was fine. There were a couple rematches that I didn't need, but altogether, it was fine. There was some, you know, Brock was on there, Edge was on there. There was a match at the end of the show with stakes. I get to watch Bianca do the KOD. That's fine. Spencer says, any chance the MSG show gets on Peacock or TV? I would love it if they did. That would make an awful lot of sense if they did it, but I'm not expecting it. Vasily says, do you know if you Google Von Wagner, the first result is American pro wrestler? I mean, he is an American pro wrestler. So. Unless maybe there's some rib I'm missing. Alex says, your prediction on when Braun Breaker and Imperium get called up, the main roster could use them. I'm thinking Braun and Gunther is the main event of Stand and Deliver. It should be. That's the most buzzworthy main event they have. If Braun Breaker or Imperium got called up tomorrow morning, I wouldn't be surprised. I think Braun Breaker should be the guy that they set up to dethrone Roman Reigns, because he's their Roman Reigns for the next 20 years if they're lucky. At least 15, barring some terrible catastrophe, Imperium, and I just fear that they'll get split on the main roster, and they shouldn't be. They are a great act together, but yeah, I think I would be shocked if they didn't all get called up this year, and you throw Braun Breaker right into the fire. Let him do it. Jay said, what the hell happened to the Cody? Or Cody, said the Young Bucks. That was a great opening to being the Elite today.
Very, very fun. I saw that.
It was. Mark Losper said it should be very WWE, or it would be very WWE, to debut their biggest signing of the year at a random house show and have him lose to the top guy immediately. It would be, and hopefully they don't do that. Hopefully they don't do that, because that cuts people's legs out from underneath them, Kate.
They sure do love their DQs, though. So if they find a way to that person, whoever had asked about it being on Peacock or televised, if that happens, I think Cody's debuting there for sure and losing it to DQ.
Maybe you don't want to watch it on Peacock. Maybe you want to watch it on WWE Network, but you're from America and you can't subscribe to WWE Network anymore. Oh, wait. Yeah, you can. With NordVPN.com/Fightful, you can change your virtual location with just one click on the fastest VPN in the world. When you're traveling, you protect yourself from all that unsecured Wi-Fi. I am heading this year to Winston-Salem, to Las Vegas, to Nashville, to Dallas, to Orlando. And I want to make sure I don't get all my stuff hacked. I don't want you guys to steal my scoops. So I'm using NordVPN.com and the code FIGHTFUL. You can also go to NordVPN.com/FIGHTFUL. I can use it on all my devices, laptop, phone, smart TV, iPad. It's a good time. You can also subscribe to services that aren't available in the States or other countries anymore, like the WWE Network. Or maybe you're elsewhere and you want to watch Bel Air like I watch on Peacock. It rules. You know what? NordVPN.com/Fightful can help you out. And how about this? A 30-day money-back guarantee if NordVPN is not for you, so there's no risk. So maybe you're like, oh, I'm tired of saving all this money. I'm tired of the fastest VPN. I'm tired of browsing securely. I'm tired of changing my virtual location with just one click. I mean, look at Kate. She's had to go completely incognito of late. She lost her last name. We went full WWE on her, and she is hiding behind that paywall. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a great deal and save even more because you're going to get 1 month free. You're doing good, Kate. You're doing good.
Thank you.
People asking, where's Denise? She has the night off. She'll be back. Oh, man. We've got Mark Lothfer saying, how long until we get KSI on a WWE show? So that he and Logan can do a promo for their energy drink. I don't think we'll see KSI on there. He says, crossover with a Rock movie, have Vince think a movie prop is real, and you have WWE in a nutshell. Oh, dang. That... Fair.
People say I'm too negative. That was rough.
Fair. Please leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. I would greatly appreciate it. Mark says, WTF is a Gunther. We just know Walter here. I wish I did. And Orlando says, do you like when the card is already set for a pay-per-view or new matches are added every week until the pay-per-view? The Mania card is weak so far. I mean, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. I mean, you can say a lot of things. You can say you don't want to see it again. That ain't weak. Bianca and Becky is not weak. Charlotte and Ronda, I don't find that weak. Edge against TBA, that ain't weak. Like, we are 6 weeks out from WrestleMania. I'm shocked that we have this much, Kate.
Not weak, but not anything I haven't seen before. I'll say that. Like, every single championship is tied up in something that I've seen before, and the entire mid-card and tag pictures have no significance in the programming. So I understand that super chat, because I find that very frustrating too. I think the problem slash great thing is that the matches are going to be great, and that's almost to their detriment. I think that's why the weekly television is so bad, is that the performers are so wonderful that they always pull out incredible performances. So I think I'm not interested because every title is something I've seen, but sure. I think when I sit down to watch it, I'll probably be entertained, but I'm with you as far as what's being built. Edge versus, if they give us AJ Styles, that's like a dream match to me. So I'd be very interested in that. Cody being a free agent, he might never sign there, but it's the most intriguing thing on our way. So yeah. That possibility is at least adding a little spice for me. But I hear that complaint because we talk about it all the time that there's no new stars being built.
Jambeard says, is this Farmer Kate standing Brock with that plaid? Yes.
It is. And I have a Thunder Rosa shirt on under it.
Hot diggity darn.
All my ass kickers.
Anakin says, just wanted to say the Sands of Time Sour Graps was one of the best ones ever. I died when Alex thought Alexa pinned Bianca. Glad we could get something good out of a controversial show. Thank you very much. Just don't give Alex a heart attack. So for those of you who didn't catch that, Alex doesn't watch the Saudi shows. So Kate did, and then told him what happened and then lied a few times, which is very, very good. And we have a lot of people asking, what the hell is Sands of Time? That was the originally pitched name for one of the WWE Saudi shows. And Alex and I thought it was so funny because it is such a like normal, like white guy has never been like anywhere been to the Middle East. What should we name this? I bet there's sand there.
You know, and what? I was watching that Aladdin film. And
yes, exactly. And I mean, granted, I've never been to the Middle East either, but I wouldn't just be like, you know, Sands of Time.
You have
sands.
A little awareness.
I mean, it's not offensive or anything like that. It's just like, come on. Like, we could all see what it was there. Jambeard says, not weak, but definitely not interesting. Don't disagree. I would say the same for Rhea Ripley and Nikki A.S.H. because I've seen this match 100 times. Well, okay, psych. I've seen it twice, but I saw Rhea beat her in a 6-woman tag, beat her in a gauntlet match, beat her in a 1-on-1 match, then eliminate her from Elimination Chamber. Then we see it again. Here's the skinny on this. It's a good, solid, quick match, and Rhea Ripley wins again. I mean, I'm glad that at least it's not 50-50. But, I mean, that's just like lowering the bar because poor Nikki A.S.H. is a horse, a dead one, just getting beaten over and over again. This is, I don't want to say sad or anything, but Nikki was the world champ last year. Dang, man.
Yeah, so that, it almost looks like Hammerstone's Nightmare Pendulum. I can't even call it a suplex because she has her up there for so long, yeah. But a suplex nonetheless from Rhea was the highlight of this match for me. I'm hoping this ends in Alexa coming to either save or transform Nikki in some way. They both have like mystical powers or think they do at this point. So, and they've been tag team partners before. But other than that, to your point, it's not like they've built out an enticing enough story that Rhea would need to keep beating Nikki over and over again because she just continues to beat her over and over again. To no real avail of any sort. Like, there's no revenge here. It's just a very one-sided beating. However, very excited to see fresh stuff on my TV a little bit. At least it seems like they're trying to push Rhea a little bit more than they were after that gauntlet. And I am a very big Rhea Ripley fan. So I hope that she continues to get pushed. I would love to see her and Bianca in a nice, well-rounded feud if Bianca wins the title back at Mania.
So I'm ready to move on.
I think we all are from that feud.
Indeed. Reggie is out and he's like, you know what? I want to apologize to Dana Brooke. And he lays down for her. But then he kicks out twice and it was real funny. It was very funny to me. I found it hilarious. But then she kisses him. She goes all Medusa Evan Courageous 2000. It's the same way she won the Cruiserweight title. And all of her makeup went onto Reggie's face.
Oh my gosh, did it ever. This was like when Darby Allin's face paint comes off. It was like just everywhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Not good.
And then everybody chases Reggie and Dana. And
everybody's trying to make out in this.
Well, Tozawa, that did pop me. Tozawa lands in Tamina's arms and he puckers up and she's like, no, I thought that was funny. I thought that was one of the best moments that I've seen of the 24/7 stuff recently. Cause you know, Tamina's not giving you that smooch, buddy. Sorry. I applaud the effort.
I'm glad you were entertained by it. I was not. I liked the first kick out and then it just felt like, I don't know. Why did the 24/7 turn everyone into theater geeks who need to make out with each other? I appreciate that there's at least like some sort of story.
Why are you mad that everybody's hecking right now? Why are you mad? Stay out of other people's bedrooms, Kate, or in this case, the middle of the ring on cable TV where millions can watch.
Not even with a live sex show. Not even with a bed in the middle of
Edge
the
was
ring.
On Stop. This show.
Like, I know.
Lita wrestled a couple days ago. They humped so these people could heck. That's what they did.
I don't know. I would rather people send in Humperchats at humperchats.com instead. I don't know. I will say it's better than everybody just running after the belt. I appreciate that.
They're humping after it now.
Humping after the belt is better than running after the belt.
I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to frick. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh, are they trying to make whoopee? Is that
they're
what's
trying
going
to frick? Mark Losper says Nikki losing over and over again. I guess Vince assumes she'll be over like Daniel Bryan now. I hate this company. I don't think they got that kind of plan for Nikki, unfortunately.
Did they have that kind of plan for Daniel Bryan? Or did
no, they didn't.
Batista
they didn't.
Just win the Royal Rumble battle.
Or Kofi or Becky or any of the people that got over that way.
Or CM Punk.
Hitman WA says, like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our wrestling lives. Hey, what's that over there? Says, I know this is a Raw stream, but after seeing the AEW Tag Battle Royal lineup, I can't wait for this Wednesday. Buddy, I can't wait for every Wednesday. It is a fun night of work. A very fun night of work. Jambeard says, did Blue Chew sponsor a 24/7 segment that I missed? No, but you know what? I mean, they could pick something better than the middle of the ring to do this in. Like, I mean, I could think of one particular place that would work a lot better than the middle of the ring. A wonderful Helix mattress. I was looking for a mattress in the middle of the pandemic. I did not want to go to a mattress store. I'd been sleeping on a terrible slab of memory foam. It was hurting my back. I wasn't getting a good night's sleep. I was waking up with aches and pains. I could only sleep on my back. Well, I took the Helix quiz. I got matched with the Dusk Luxe mattress because I wanted something that was in between soft and firm. And I slept on my back. Well, now I can sleep on my side. It's made my night sleep much more versatile, much more deep. I can't tell you how important it is that you invest in your sleep. I thought that the slab of memory foam was the right move. I was like, you know what? Saving some money, all that. Since I bought a Helix mattress, I liked it so much that I hit them up. And I was like, man, I would love to work with you guys. And they said, well, you know what? So would we. So would we. So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order the one you're matched to. It comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't have to go to a mattress store again. Ideally, you spend at least a third of your life in your bed. And they've got a 10-year warranty, and you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You take their two-minute quiz. They'll get you that mattress. They have financing options, flexible payment plans, and they're offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Fightful. If for some reason you don't like getting the best night's sleep of your life, they will pick up the mattress for you. If for some reason you're like, you know what? I like waking up in pain. I don't like sleeping that much. They'll say, fine, no sweat. We'll come get the mattress. helixsleep.com/Fightful. Thank you, CR Media. Hitman Wah says, instead of 24/7 title, it's the 24-inch. Wow. Trevor L says, Denise versus Kate in a mime off. Book it, SRS. I mean, that's going to Kate. Denise writes stuff. JDB Pringle says, SRS and Kate Elizabeth, the king and queen of segues.
Thank you.
Mark Glosper says, Kate missed her calling. There you go.
I could have been Vanna White.
You could have been.
Do you know instead of turning letters when she was pregnant, they made it so she just had to touch them as if like going like was too much?
I thought they had just changed that for years because I remember it was like bing, 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 bing. Yeah. I didn't know that was
like around her pregnancy. I think I had read.
Yeah, I mean, she's been around forever. She's such a legend.
She is a lash legend.
She's still doing it. Like, yeah, she. This is probably 40 years she's been on Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Man, what a G. What a G.
What a G, indeed. And clearly, my inspiration.
Yes, of course. Of course.
I wish I could touch letters and it would be like Helix.
Jambeard said WWE 1001 Nights will eventually be a two-night show in Saudi.
Well played.
Oh, God almighty. A big shout out to, again, CR Media for the donation. Wally's World says, any chance we see Carmelo Hayes versus Max Caster at Mania? It was a fun diss. I'm sure the internet will get worked on it, though. Side note, Mello reminds me of a young HBK. Buddy, he reminds HBK of a young HBK. I was pissy in my pants because I was about to report this big story. Like, HBK's favorite NXT wrestler, Carmelo Hayes. Then they did a damn photo shoot together where... where Shawn Michaels is like hugging him and he's like, look at my son here. So yeah, he is adored by Shawn Michaels. We ain't seeing that match at Mania though. But you know what you can see on FightfulSelect.com? News like Finn Balor returning to Raw and Tommaso Ciampa wrestling on Raw. Tommaso Ciampa says, you know what? He came to my territory. I'm coming to his territory, meaning Dolph Ziggler. And I brought somebody. It's Finn Balor. Finn Balor says, by the way, this is my home, but I will never forget where I came from. Big J says, Finn's back, baby. Well, yes, he is. And he would not be finished for the night. They beat the Dirty Dogs. A fine match. I think you can get away with Tommaso Ciampa just hitting his finish on Bobby Roode, though. I don't think you got to have him do the old schoolboy. I can't even remember if it was a schoolboy. But I think you could just have him hit his finish, clean as a sheet, middle of the ring, and pin him. But the right team won this. The right person took the pin. The right person got the pin. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah. I hope that Finn Balor and Ciampa make him, like, summon him back to the NXT version of Bobby Roode. That they remind Bobby Roode where he came from, because once upon a time, he was glorious. I really like the Dirty Dogs, and they're never going to do anything with them, but they put on incredible matches. So I very much like Dolph Ziggler, and I very much like Bobby Roode, and that mid-card is so weak, I feel like it would be very beneficial for them to just be singles competitors in the mid-card somewhere instead of just constantly dropping out. But the match was good. If I'm looking at what's in front of me, the match was really strong. Always good to see Finn Balor back, and the right team did win.
I always need more than the match is good, because I rarely see bad WWE Raw or SmackDown matches. Sometimes they're way too short, like the match we're going to talk about next, Shelton Benjamin and Damian Priest. What? Like, I was ready for 10 minutes, and they went all Rick from Pawn Stars on me. Best we can do is three. Best we can do is three. And I'm like, well, all right. There's nothing I can really talk about in this match. I mean, make this a U.S. title match. But Damian Priest is like, we're doing it next week. And I want to face somebody world title caliber. And Finn Balor raises his hand and goes, me, buddy. I'll do it. Me. So we had Finn Balor winning in a tag match tonight. He didn't get the pin. But I'm glad he came back and got a win. I like that they referred to world title caliber, and then Finn Balor came out. I like that they're hyping a match for next week, a title match for next week. And you know what? I'm all for Damian Priest winning. Wish it would have went longer, though. Wish it would have went longer.
Yeah, this one I was kind of like, well, be in or be out. Either have a longer match or just don't have a match and have him come cut a promo. But yes, I'm very excited about Damian Priest and Finn Balor. I think that'll be an exciting matchup and an exciting, like, stylistically, a really strong matchup. And I'm excited to see that they brought Finn back and are doing something with him since his last push involved, like, a broken rope. So, it'll be nice to see him get built into something a little bit more credible than a guy who has a flaccid rope fall beneath him.
Guys, for those of you asking questions in the chat, you can donate a super chat or a humper chat. You can go to humperchats.com. And even if you're not watching live, you can leave it for the next show. Josh's Town says, what do you think of the Cody teases on and off screen? I think he's headed there. I had a top WWE star say, I think this is the most interesting thing that's happened here in a long time. You know, I had plenty of detractors and supporters within AEW about Cody. I reached out to over 10 people in WWE on the roster about Cody. And I had people in Saudi that were like quick to get back to me. Not one of them said he is coming in. It was all if he is. And it was unanimously positive. Like there, and it's not like a nanny, nanny, boo, boo, stick your head in doo doo AEW thing. The roster never does that. It's never like that with members of the roster. That's like management and all that crap. But there's people very excited. Hey, what's that over there? Says, I hope Drake Maverick makes Vince watch random episodes of Euphoria for creative inspiration. Well, if that's the case, you're going to see just dicks flopping around all over WWE Raw. Like, that's what's going to happen.
So it's the 24/7 title picture, then. That's where that
is. I was thinking, I watch a lot of HBO, and it's like wieners nonstop. And it's like, well, you know what? Not my thing, but after like all of the years of egregious boobs in movies and TVs, like I get it. Like the scale is being evened out a lot more now. So, and you're talking to a guy who makes a lot of wiener jokes on the air.
That is true.
Ricardo says Vanna is 65 and still killing it. God bless her. And JDB Pringle says she's 65 years young, started on Wheel of Fortune in 82. This December makes 40 years of letter turning mastery. What a legend Vanna White is. I love it.
Goat. I also love that people looked that up and sent it to us.
Me too.
As Brule.
I Am Hector says, don't Reggie know that nobody's meaner than Tamina? And humping for a title, they clearly watch SRS because he out-Fs everyone. I try not to drop the F-bomb on my shows anymore, but you know what? I'm on Quizzlemania this Wednesday, and I'm going to drop an F and F this weekend. That's a little tease for the gimmick.
F.
Oh, it's coming. And so is Veer. Veer's coming eventually. You came well before Veer did, Kate.
I know. That's a very satisfying situation for everyone involved.
Sure it is.
End
of the world before end of the he world. Comes.
That's true. I think it's going to be apocalyptic.
I think it'll be apocalyptic for sure.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like snoring at these at this point. Like it's just.
Oh, well, it's because you're getting a Helix mattress. Mark Losper says if you like waking up in pain, WWE has programming on Monday, Tuesday, and Fridays you might enjoy. There's a lot of people that dig the NXT show. Not my reviewers, but Hitman Wah says when Hogan was pregnant, they made it so he could touch Kevin Nash and win. No difference. What? Listen, I think you're misremembering that. But we had Becky Lynch and Bianca Belair. Becky comes out and interrupts Bianca. If you're doing an all you people promo, I think this is one of the better ways that you can do it. Becky says, Becky is bothered that the people don't like her. It's not that she's blaming them. She's upset. She loved being loved by the audience because she reached the top. But ever since Bianca showed up, they don't anymore. And Becky's like, so I'm blaming you for them not liking me. I think that's pretty solid stuff, all things considered. And Bianca is just impossibly likable.
Yeah, Bianca's just a star. They've done such a great job with her, and I feel like I've seen her grow so much ring-wise since that title run that she had or mini run that she had. I think it's been tremendous, and I loved Bianca also calling out that Becky told her to get to the back of the line, and she did just that, and she fought her way back up to be here, and I thought that was a really good point. Kind of got countered by the fact that she was going to face Doudrop, who she beat 5 times already again. But I really liked that when Becky was calling her a victim, she said, no, I did what you said I had to do. I went to the back of the line and I got my way back here. And then Becky turned it on herself, calling herself the victim. Agreed. It's a much better promo to blame Bianca for the crowd turning on her than to blame the crowd for all unanimously turning on her. Still a little bit in the camp of that I like Becky so much it's hard to boo against her, but she's found her rhythm as a heel over the past 5 or 6 months. I think it's been much better than it initially started as. I just I find Becky very likable as well. So it's a little bit tricky, but doing really solid heel work here.
Really like the promo. Jambeard says he's not feeling Becky and Belair, though. Loves them both, but their previous storyline and feud really reduced Bianca's star power in my mind. She would have been my fourth pick to face Becky behind Ronda, Rhea, Bliss, or healthy Bayley over Bianca. I don't trust them to book Bliss. I think Rhea should be winning all of her matches. All of her matches for months. And then it should be her and Bianca. After all the hee-hee, nodding, poking fun, I see you, no, I see you type of stuff that her and Bianca have been doing. Ronda will happen next year. That'll happen next year. Nerdguru says, I said this Saturday, but it feels more worthy of a main event. The story is better. The performers are better. Their promo was real good. You never know how everything will pan out, but I'm expecting... I mean, I think there's a possibility we don't have a women's main event this year, because if Austin's back and if Reigns and Lesnar are there, I think those two may take it. I hope we do, though, because women deserve a main event every single year, and I hope that WrestleMania is two nights every single year, for sure.
Agreed. If from a wrestling perspective, it's definitely Bianca and Becky, but I think from a business perspective, Ronda Rousey still gets, I know to like wrestling fans, she's not maybe as loved, but she gets a huge pop. She's putting butts in seats. I think that that will main event, even though as a wrestling fan, the thing I want to see main event is Becky and Bianca for sure.
Well, we saw Bianca and Doudrop again, and guess what? It's a good match again, but it's a KOD. KOD is the story of the match. Here's the drill. If you've heard me review this match before, go back and watch one of those shows. I ain't doing it again. It's like the fourth or fifth time. But the KOD looked good. Joel Wood says, regardless of how many times Bianca beats Doudrop, I'm still in awe every time she hits her with the KOD. John Larkin says, Piper took that KOD so clean. My goodness, can't wait for Bianca to win at Mania again.
I wasn't here to review those matches. I don't give a
damn. I don't give a damn.
But don't you want to hear me say, yeah, no, I agree. Just gonna say, yeah, I agree.
So. Not even that. I do want to put over Doudrop though, and Nerd Guru says just wanted to put her over as well. She rules. She liked my tweet about how much she rocked. She saved Liv's leg on Saturday too. Her work has been outstanding over the last few months in general. Again, saving Liv on that spot where she got hung up, and then seconds later, eating a dope sunset flip powerbomb to get pinned. That was great. Doudrop is becoming like what I thought Ruby Riott was a few years ago, like the glue of the roster that is having different good matches with everybody she's in the ring with. And Ruby was doing that as well. Love this. Piper Viven Doudrop taking that KOD. Always impressive. Love Doudrop.
Me too. She's great. She's another one that I feel like could have and should have maybe stayed face.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sure. Well, I mean, I like her as a heel. I like her aggressiveness. I like the Vader bomb. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about 5.5K on Select, and so is Zach Schimmel. Please subscribe to Fightful Select, guys. Again, I will have a story that many of you will be interested in on Tuesday. I've just got a bunch of contract stuff coming up. You know, just news. Jambeard says, I don't really watch WWE TV anymore, but why on earth are they making Ronda be a babyface when she'd be such a great hateable heel? I think she's kind of making herself a hateable heel. Like, she's really doing that, like, despite the fact the crowd's cheering her. It's unusual, but that's been Ronda Rousey her whole career, honestly. She's always been aloof like that. I mean, I've covered Ronda Rousey's career on a professional level since the first Misha Tate Strikeforce fight. I was there for that. And that was the end of the honeymoon with Ronda Rousey. Like, she was very protective of herself after them. And Edge is protective of his WrestleMania spot. Gorilla Press says, Cody and Edge, that was an address to a very specific person, a shoot no matter way you cut it. I don't think so, buddy. I think he brought up a lot of people. Finn Balor, Damian Priest. The most obvious one, however, was AJ Styles. He said that he wanted a phenomenal WrestleMania. JW Pringle is saying Edge versus Breaker would hump. Yeah, it would. But Edge was trying to make it not as obvious as he could while still saying, hey, I want to wrestle AJ Styles. I want to do that.
Yeah, that seems obvious to me and something that I feel like they owe to AJ rather, after carrying around Omos for so long. Give us the dream match, darn it.
And not getting Shawn Michaels to wrestle him at Mania, but getting Shawn Michaels to wrestle one of the worst matches in recent WWE history at Crown Jewel. AJ wanted that Mania match. So if he wants this one, give it to him.
Let him have it. And he just deserves to be in something that feels important. And when Edge is there, it's important.
And as people mentioned, he also said undeniable. There were a lot of hints. Johnny Scar says, Veer on main event again. That's a lot of pre-cum. Oh, Jesus.
It's not wrong. It is.
Edge setting up a bunch of possibilities is good. Edge is great here. We reported on FightfulSelect.com that he'd be coming back. So, you know, I'm happy about that. But this is an Edge promo. I'm going to like it because it's an Edge promo. He's interesting. He's usually protected. He's very good. Liked this segment a lot. Mark Losper says, Ronda's 100% a heel if you've read any news coverage on her last 18 months.
She gets pops everywhere she goes. I know people don't like that in the same way that they don't like Charlotte, where, like, okay, but realistically, Charlotte is one of the best wrestlers on the roster. Realistically, live crowds pop for Ronda Rousey, like, a lot. So if you're cheering for someone, they're going to be the face.
Normhausen says, what the F? Did Danhausen get to you? Or was that British Granny Ollie? I'm here for the bangs and the swear jar and the great content, I suppose. Well, if you want bangs, you know, Fightful brings them. Fightful brings the bangs. Well, we got RK-Bro losing to Rollins and Owens. This gets Rollins and Owens in the title picture in a couple weeks. Refresh my memory. Who the hell is the third team, the other team that Alpha Academy is facing?
Isn't it RK-Bro and then Rollins and Owens?
So that's it. They're already facing RK-Bro.
Right.
So the way to add them to this match was to beat one of the teams that is already in the match. I don't like that booking. I loved the match. Loved the match. It was awesome. I got somebody saying profits. I legitimately don't know. I made sure to not look it up because I ignore commentary very often. I just, off the top of my head, and people are saying,
was it profits?
Profits. I don't know. I don't think so. They just beat them last week. If it's them, that's a bad idea. Man. Chris Pereira says, could KO be being back with Seth in the tag team picture be an indication that Stone Cold won't actually be getting in the ring at Mania? I don't think so. And it's RK-Bro. So they beat the team that's already in there.
It automatically makes it feel less important. It's kind of like in baseball, like interleague play really kind of killed the playoffs for me a little bit. It's like you already faced each other. A little bit of air is out of the balloon. And if they already beat them, it makes no sense.
Tom Brady says, does Cody cost Seth the tag title setting up a match, a Mania match? Seth has been wearing gold lately. I don't know if that's how it happens, but I think Cody versus Seth is the way to go for Mania. I think it's very interesting. Josh's Town says, how many weeks do you think they need to go to build Rollins versus Cody, assuming this is the direction they go? You know, I wouldn't hate if they set it up like that, but I think you need a good month build. I think you do need to build it for a solid month. Nerd Guru says, Seth Rollins has managed to somehow get himself Uber over again. That crowd was singing along the entire time. Belt him up quick. I loved that. The unfortunate thing is every time he gets himself over, they do something to not have him over. Him doing exactly what he's doing now and having good matches while he's doing it is a big reason why he's over. Riddle was killing it in this match too. He is so slick, so smooth in the ring.
That pinning German suplex in there was like, or bridging, excuse me. That bridging German suplex was ridiculous. This whole match, I loved in ring wise. It was fantastic.
He was a good showman with it too, because like he knows that planting your feet on a bridge like that is how you keep somebody pinned. But he was like pushing for it and pushing for it, really selling it for the audience. I thought that was really good. We got Rollins ended up picking up the pin. So KO and Rollins are in this match. Rollins was very much like kind of dismissing what Owens was saying earlier. We're the best tag team. We. So that's something to pay attention to. Orlando says the tag title matches in 2 weeks. Maybe Cody and Austin can be on that Raw. I don't know what other place they can bring them in anywhere. WWE Raw over the next any number of weeks. Owens also trashed the state of Texas again too.
He did do that. As far as Cody, like, you could put him in anywhere. You just, I think, have to put him in somewhere that feels somewhat important. They love making those double belt matches, triple threats, don't they? So, also a possibility.
I Am a Lucha says, do you think Cody is having any FOMO watching Switchblade and all that Bullet Club drama fallout from No Surrender? Subscribe to Fightful, everyone. Nope. I'd be shocked if he actually watched No Surrender. No disrespect. Denise did. Steven Jensen did. Our review is on here at youtube.com/Fightful. Jambeard says they're going to hold off Veer till Mania so he can win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal is my prediction. I would be shocked if he won that.
Do you get anything if you win it or just
trophy that gets destroyed eventually? And if you want your soul destroyed, check out Sour Graps on Fightful Select immediately after this. Alex has his crushed all the time. Guys, I want to thank you so much for watching. Tim Traver, especially for how generous he was for his Super Chats. We love you, buddy. Thank you so much for your support. FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe, guys. Kate, tell the people where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Kayfabe. You can find me also having my soul crush tomorrow with Alex Pulaski on the NXT Post Show, Wednesdays at the Mark Order Podcast at Mark Order Pod, and Fridays back with this fella doing the AEW Rampage and SmackDown Post Show every Friday.
Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out. Veer should be the modern Hogan.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.